We had kirtan. I got to the temple somewhat late just because I was still not really recovered from whatever it is that I've got, combination of some cold, fever, and whatever else. But it was wonderful to be able to do kirtan in front of Adisham Sundar, and that's on the Bhajan Kirtan selection. And then read from Srimad Bhagavatam for a little while. Didn't have too much time because kirtan went long, and then I need to just really spend the next few days in touching bases with Gaur Shakti, as well as continuing to write but it was very nice, actually, the part of the class that I wanted to share with the devotees. And it's really worth sharing. This you'll find in the seventh canto, the teachings there of Narada Muni. And he's giving this elaborate example, but particularly in the verse that we read today, he, part of the verse, explained, it was talking about Dharma and Adharma, and then it also explained how the living entity is a arrow, the bow is the pranav mantra, omkar, and the target is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then Prabhupada gave elaborate explanations, in fact, gave alternate explanations from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and himself on the interpretations of that. As usual, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's was quite esoteric, pointing out how a living entity like Bhishma Dev can even be in a inimical, chivalrous, inimical relationship with Krishna. In any case, the Srila Prabhupada's main point was that by chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which is our pranav, our mantra that we're chanting, a devotee can go back home, back to Godhead. And those statements reminded me of a story from Mahabharata, which many of you have probably heard. And that is of Dronacharya testing his students' archery skills. One day Dronacharya brought all the Kauravas, that means including the Pandavas, to the, at a distance from a tree in which he'd placed a owl, wooden owl. And the idea was that they were meant to take aim and shoot the eye of the owl. But it appeared that Dronacharya's concern was more for how the his students were taking aim, not how well they were able to shoot, whether they were able to shoot the eye of the owl or not. And so he called up the students one by one, Duryodhan, Yudhisthira, Bhim, and one by one they were disqualified. For instance, an example of why they were disqualified, he asked Dronacharya, take aim. Dronacharya took aim. when he took aim and had pulled the bowstring arrow all the way back to his ear, and the Drona Acharya says, "What do you see?" And he says, "Well, Gurudev, I see you, I see the tree, I see the branch, I see the sky, on the tip of the branch I see the owl, and I see the eye of the owl." But Drona Acharya said, "Step aside. You're aiming the wrong way." And a similar example was there with all of the others until finally he asked Arjuna to step forward. And Arjuna, aside from being the best bowman, he took aim and I was going to say that aside from being the best bowman, he was also best at taking aim. Yes, part of being the best bowman, not just someone who was best at hitting the target, but taking aim. So, once again, Drona Acharya asked him to take aim. He took aim. He says, "What do you see?" He says, "I see the eye of the owl." He says, "What else do you see?" He says, "Gurudev, I don't see anything else. I just see the eye of the owl." And when Arjuna said that, then Drona Acharya was satisfied and said, "Okay, shoot." And of course he shot the eye of the owl. Probably all of the others would have shot the eye of the owl. But here the point wasn't the hitting the target. The point was how to take aim. And what Drona Acharya was emphasizing was that if you don't take aim the right way, even though you may be a good bowman, you're and good at hitting your target, you're in a vulnerable position. If you're on the battlefield and you're taking aim and you see something else other than your target, your enemy, if you get distracted by anything else, then that's the end of the story. You could be very easily finished. So you need to be able to be attentive and not be distracted. And the same goes when we're chanting Hare Krishna, when we're in the temple room chanting japa. If we see the temple, the other devotees, marveling at the architecture of the building, the pictures on the wall, the Brahmacharini or Brahmacharya on the other side of the temple room, all of these things are distraction. They actually disqualify us. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, yes, you may be appearing to chant nicely. You may even have good chanting habits. You chant all the words of the mantra. You chant very smoothly, very clearly, very distinctly, but that does not necessarily mean that you have the mercy of the holy name. Similarly, if you're not attentive, if you're not exclusively fixed on the holy name, even though everything else may be going on, you may be a good archer. You don't necessarily get the real benefit. You're in the war with Maya Devi. You could very easily be chanting that inattentive mantra for many, many lifetimes and not actually achieving the goal of now immediately going back home, back to Godhead. Therefore, attention, in the same way that Arjuna didn't see anything else other than the eye of the owl, ekeha purunandana, that one needs to be single-minded when vibrating the holy name of the Lord. Why can't be distracted by the innumerable distractions that are there while chanting? It's a constant effort. It requires to be constantly made, but it's a discipline. And if we cultivate that discipline, then it will stand us in good stead. We'll become attentive by habit. And after becoming attentive by habit, one becomes attentive as a consequence of the taste that he acquires from chanting Hare Krishna. So, Yes, be the arrow that the holy name shoots to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. But make sure that you're unflinchingly fixed upon your target. You're not distracted in any way. Your attention is focused on Tad Vishnu Paramam Pada Sadhata Shyanti Shuraya, and going back home, back to Godhead. Then, you will be successful in Krishna consciousness, and you will really understood what it means to be a worshipper of the holy name, in the same way that Arjuna understood what it meant to be a real archer. Fixed attention, fixed determination. Hare Krishna.